It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One team at the professional level in this town wins on a regular basis. Now, I could say the Vikings, because I saw the Pro Football Focus note where since 1990, no team has started 5-0 more than the Minnesota Vikings. Well, that sounds good, right? Except they haven't won a Super Bowl, and they haven't been to a Super Bowl during that time. And of the six teams who did not make it to the playoffs when they started 5-0, you got it. The Vikings, twice. The one team, the Lynx. That's all that happens. You know, you had the one dynasty. And what is incredibly hard with dynasties and when players are near the end of their careers to still win. And that group, that core group, won at the end. Is there still one that they want back? Yeah. but when you go on a regular basis, you're not going to get everyone. And Cheryl Reeve, let's go back, Dave Harrigan, to the start of last year when they started terribly. And a few of us were saying, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, thinking Angel might be top. And also at the time, you didn't know if Beckers was going to go back to Connecticut for a year. Well, then they recovered last year. They make some shrewd signings. And what do they do this year? They're probably, they're the surprise team of the league. They go to the space. They go to the pace. They shoot so much better. And guess what? They're going to their seventh WNBA Finals, and somebody who is a part of all of them, including at Target Center last night, is our friend Lindsey Whalen. Lindsey's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Good, sorry I'm late.
That's okay. There'll be a fine. There'll be a significant punishment. I will have my dues for 2025 at Northland sent over to your family. So thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That works.
And I'd like
I got talking with Kelly Curry. We're actually talking some golf, and we were chit-chatting about just the game last night, things like that. We kind of got going. So I am now.
We're about to chit-chat about the same thing. I thought it was very notable that when Nafisa Collier and the team win, that the star player comes over and hugs who? Hugs you in your seat, and then afterwards talked about how she values your friendship and your mentorship with conversations and texts. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
Well, I'll tell you what she didn't value was my beer, because she spilt it when she came over and gave me that hug.
Well, by the way, a couple texters were wondering, what kind of beer was Whalen consuming? What is your beer of choice? Stella?
I like Stella.
I think Stella's solid.
Stella. Yeah.
Very nice.
Right. Yeah, Stella. Yeah, Stella is my go-to. And, I'm joking, but she caught me. coming very by surprise. I was getting ready to go and kind of head out, and that was just obviously very nice. I mean, I just have really, really enjoy obviously watching her play, and I just think, you know, what she's done and how she's been able to, you know, carry a lot of the load, you know, through the last few years. You know, I just think it's been great. Kind of like you touched on just before I, you know, you plugged me in, was just that the end of that, our run, the end of our dynasty. And she did get to play with Syl. So she, yep, she got to kind of see how she handled herself and how Syl, you know, Hall of Famer handled herself. But just now what she's done and to reach this point after the building that, just, yeah, you just got to be so proud. She just seems like, you know, I don't know her well. I text her, like I said, just a lot of, try, you know, encouraging and things like that. But you got to just be so proud of how she handles herself. And just, man, she's so good. It's just, she's playing incredible. She has a chance to be just an all-time great. And, you know, it's just fun to watch her work.
You know who's not respecting this segment right now is our pal Jim Pete. He's texting me right now about possibly playing golf. Shouldn't he be listening to this segment and learning something about basketball instead of trying to see if I can play golf this afternoon?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got to lock in on the Timberwolves preseason, you know, get ready for that season too. And he should, and I agree, he should be listening. He knows the time your show is.
Yeah.
And I just got to say, you deserve a lot more respect.
Yeah, although I do text him incessantly during Wolves games. Just to sometimes.
I do too. It's the best.
Just sometimes to get him going. And, yeah, and I'll just bring up just utterly ridiculous topics, and then he'll start swearing at me going, I'm bleeping working. You're watching on your couch while having wine. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Sometimes you need to spice it up on a road game, and, you know, at Atlanta in the middle of December. It's like, if the game's not great, you need to, you know, try to get Jim P going. That's kind of fun.
Well, it's even better to me when it's like a Sacramento game. Especially when Sacramento wasn't that good and it's like an overtime and I know him well enough where he really wants the game to end. And yeah,
so we can go to dinner.
Right. We both live that life. Well, in this case, he's flying back and I'll text him and go, yeah, I'm going to bed in 5 minutes. You'll be home in 5 hours. So he really does appreciate that. Okay. Let's talk about Collier here again. And then I want to get to more topics. She is the sixth pick in her draft, right? She is now the second best player in the WNBA, according to the voting. She received 66 of the 67 votes to be MVP. She's defensive player of the year. She is versatile. She can be the fulcrum of scoring. She can also have games where she is a facilitator, right? So how did she turn from the sixth pick in the draft, which is nice, that's a hell of an accomplishment, I'm not trying to downplay it, to the second best player in the game? Because that's a big leap.
Well, I think first we need to go back and look at that draft and see who was drafted out of her, because I think obviously she's playing like she probably should have been. Now, I don't remember, honestly, so no disrespect to those players, but she's clearly, you know, ascended to be at the top of that class. And it was, you know, obviously Asia was the unanimous MVP, but I mean, if it wasn't for her having that, you know, incredible season, historic, probably best statistically season ever in the WNBA, I mean, the MVP would have been Fee, and that's something that her, the style, the amount of things that she does, like you said, like filling the stat sheets, the way she impacts the game, not only with scoring, if she's having maybe an off shooting night, there's still so many things she does. That MVP is certainly in her future should she keep, you know, going and keep improving and things. So, I think she had that skill set. So you just got to look back and think, you know, gosh, what a great draft for the Lynx, obviously, to get her.
Right.
And UConn, it's what it is. They have, you know, kind of a pro-ready system. A lot of like what now – you know, Don has done in South Carolina, where these players kind of come in and they, they know this is, these are the expectations. I think Gino does a great job preparing his players. And, you know, when you're at UConn, you have players like Diana and Sue. And for her, probably a little closer was like Tina Charles and Maya Moore, who are MVP caliber players that you can look up to. And
more similar to her style. A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And so I just think that, and just she was ready right off the bat. She went through, obviously, she played in COVID and, you know, missed 1 year with her pregnancy, or most of a year. And I just think, gosh, the work, there's just so much work that she does. You know, and the thing I love about her is she's not posted it on social media like, oh, you know, this workout, these moves. You just know she's doing it because of the results on the floor, you know? And it's just like, she's kind of a throwback in that.
God.
She's a little bit of a throwback. Like, she has her style and some social media presence, but we're not seeing all those workouts, but you know she's doing the work because we're seeing the results.
Thank you for saying that, because, again, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy social media. But everybody who has to, I'm working out. Everybody who's that great is working out. We got it.
Clearly, yeah. Exactly.
You don't reach that level without great talent, intelligence, and work ethic. Hang on. The great Hall of Famer Lindsey Whalen is with a short pause. Right back with Lindsey in moments here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we got to get to a couple other topics before we get back to the links. Harrigan is going at both of us off air, Whalen, suggesting we're overplaying Stella. Now, I'm not saying it's my favorite, but I enjoy Stella. Now, I don't drink as much beer as I used to. I've become a cocktail or wine person. I have. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy beer, but I don't think Lindsey was saying I'd give my life for the Stella. You should listen to Harrigan. Go ahead.
Well, I think Stella is a fine beer. It's not terrible. It's not the best. It's an average beer, but I think both you two, Lindsey and Chad, I think you're a little mesmerized by the gold foil. I think you see the foil and you say, oh, it's got to be classy. That's for me.
Yeah. You want to respond to that? This fool? What do you say?
Well, listen, it's probably for me, it probably is a top, I'd say maybe two or three beer for me, actually. Yeah.
So it is the foil.
Wrap the foil around a Budweiser and, oh, that would be right at the top of the list, too.
It's the foil. Well, have you ever heard of anybody named David Beckham and his commercials? I mean, he endorses Stella.
Is he okay?
He's going to be good.
I mean, I'm looking at him. Well, he doesn't look like Beckham. I can assure you that.
Well,
it's you.
Let me tell you this. It was what was there.
Yes.
It was easy. It was available.
That's it.
And
okay.
I went with my best friend from high school, and we had a little dinner, and it was time. You know, at the game, I was like, I don't know, I kind of just, not that I panicked.
You're into the game.
I was like, yeah.
Dave thinks he has to have 74 beer selections. I mean, Whalen was into the game. Your snobbery is getting old. By the way, where'd you have dinner?
Oh, FEMA's downtown. FEMA's.
Yeah, excellent. David is.
Yeah.
He is phenomenal.
Went to FEMA.
Head over to Maison Margot also. That's tremendous from David. Here's another one. I play golf with this guy through a friend, and he belongs to a hoity-toity golf course in Idaho. And out of nowhere, he just pocket dialed me. And we have not talked since we played golf at one time. But I was reminded again when he pocket dialed me, I could call this guy for golf. So I only listened to a little bit. What is your policy when someone pocket dials you, either live or voicemail? Do you listen for a little bit? Do you listen the whole thing? And am I right now to call this guy back? Dennis, missed you. What about some fall golf? Is that too much?
Yeah, that's what you do. No, yeah. That's what you do.
Yes.
Exactly. That gives you the in to now ask to go play his course or get you on a course for sure. No, I it doesn't happen to me very often, like pocket dials, but I'll if it goes to voicemail, yeah, you just listen for a few seconds or by like the fourth hello.
Yeah.
I typically am like, oh, and then that person, oh, that's all right. I didn't mean to call you.
Yeah.
It's
normally not they're getting ready to rob a bank, you know, or something that exciting. It's kind of dull. Okay, let's get back to the club here. The fact that this team plays so different from how your core played, what kind of testament is that to Cheryl Reeve and how it wasn't, this is it? This is my style versus accommodating to the way the game is going, the way the players she could get, and how she thought this team could have the most success the way the league is being played right now.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, every coach will say, oh, we're gonna play to the personnel. We're going to play to the personnel. And that's what every great coach or every coach aspires to do. But it's really cool when you see a coach execute it like several times throughout her career and actually do it, because it's one thing obviously to say it. It's another thing to be, you know, obviously she has a standard and she holds that standard, but to like change her style and to change the way, because now, like you said earlier, it's all space and, you know, a lot of five out, a lot of threes. I mean, you look at our starting lineup, I mean, you'd be comfortable with every player on the floor taking an open three at any time, and including a few of the bench players. And so, it's like I said, it's one thing to say, and every coach, because I said the same thing when I took over at the U of M. I was like, this is how I'm just going to see what my personnel, you know, does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's actually done it, and she's done it really well and very successfully. And here she is back in the finals. And so, you know, I think, you know, you saw her last night. I think just the smile she had on her face, I hadn't seen that. You can just tell how proud she is of her team and how proud. Because, I mean, there's got to be a lot of people that are like, well, you know, can she do it again with a different set of players? She had, you know, how many Hall of Famers? And,
sure.
You know, obviously that's true, but I think it's got to be really – and I you can just tell she really loves this group. And I'm excited for the finals. I'll be there tomorrow night. I'll be in New York watching tomorrow night. I'm excited, and so it's just fun to see that group, how much they come together.
Before we get to New York, we had the report. I personally feel like we should have more about it, but the report came out after game one that Cheryl got into it with some Sun personnel. I'm assuming that doesn't surprise you, knowing her as well as you know her.
Well, I noticed in game four that there was towards the end of the game that there was some back and forth after I think Alyssa Thomas made a couple of tough baskets and she said something to the bench, and I you know, obviously I was I wasn't going to be like, hey, what happened? But not surprising, because she's the most competitive person I've met. And so, yeah, she's going to stand up for, you know, whatever she – and I have no idea about it. I just – like I said, I just from my two eyes watching that game on Sunday.
That was tough.
Yeah, you could just see. And and it's just – you know, and I played – obviously I played for Connecticut, and I love their leadership over there. And I think Jen has done a great job. And obviously I have a lot of respect for, you know, Stephanie. But yeah, you know, that's a group of players that, you know, they're edgy. We'll just say that. And they were like that towards the end of, you know, our run as well. So
The nickname's kind of weak, though, right?
It's fun to get that win, for sure.
What about the nickname?
What's that?
The nickname? Kind of a weak nickname.
What's that?
Sun. I mean, I get it. Mohegan Sun. I got it.
Yeah, Mohegan Sun.
Yeah. Harrigan, go ahead. Harrigan, he's got an opinion and everything. Go ahead.
Well, they could do better.
Of the universe.
They could do better. It's not good for the Phoenix Suns. And, I mean, it's already failed once. We're going to double down and take off the S.
Yeah, the Phoenix Suns. Have they shut down? Did I miss when
That's a bad name.
Jupiter? What other?
What?
Yeah, what else? Pluto? I mean, you probably didn't like Pluto. That's why it's no longer a planet. Is that what you're
like
telling?
Pluto the dog.
Yeah.
I think it's a great name because that area has so much pride in their in the area, the Uncasville and the Native American tribe. It's just they have so much Dave. Pride that I think it's a great nickname.
Yeah, he has nothing.
He is Dave.
He has
first
nothing.
Now
literally,
the nickname of the Connecticut Sun.
Nothing to say now. Okay, these teams matched up multiple times during the season. Lynx had some success. You have stars on both teams. If the Lynx are going to win this and win another championship, give me a couple things that need to happen. Starting as soon as tomorrow night, you're going Barclays, Lynx, and Liberty.
Yeah, I wish we were playing on Friday. I wish we had one more day, but it's what it is. You know, obviously their team's in a really good rhythm. Seems kind of quick to start the finals 2 days later, but, you know, I'm not in charge, so it's what it is. But,
TV.
You know, obviously
Just TV, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, you're probably right. But, yeah, I just feel like obviously the team's there probably by now, and hopefully they'll, you know, get their feet up and get to rest a little bit. But Fee Stewie, obviously that's the marquee matchup.
Yep.
And then I think, you know, one thing that's been really good for our team has been our bench. And, you know, obviously, you know, 3-point shooting is going to be huge. I think whoever's going to guard this rookie for Phoenix, or I think number 13, Felish, I don't know. She's a rookie. She is so good. And she's 6'4". And so they kind of have two Stewies out there that are just rangy and long. And so, you know, I don't know, just, you know, obviously they're going to all, you know, matrix will kind of change and you take whoever in transition, but I think we got to keep her, you know, under control. We can't let Enescu get going from deep. Can't let that happen. You know, the Aces seem to have a lot of trouble, especially in game four with Courtney Vandersloot in the ball screen. I think they were so concerned with Stewie popping back or that Felish kid popping back that they just were, I don't know what they were doing, but it's like Courtney Vandersloot just kind of had a field day in the ball screen. So, you know, ball screen coverage. To me, it's defense. Like when the Lynx, you know, we lose game four out in Connecticut, well, we give up 92 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cheryl's recipe is always holding teams. You know, you got to hold teams under 40%, keep them out of the paint, and then move the ball. So if I had to say defensively, you know, paint points, probably first that, you know, and probably like 1A, 1B is then just defending the 3-point line. And then offensively just continue to do what they're doing and just, you know, they assist really well. We just got to keep that going and keep moving the ball so it doesn't turn into, you know, one-on-one against some of their bigger players.
Great as always. Tell Ben I said hello. Thanks so much.
I will.
I'll reach out again during this series. I appreciate you coming on.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Lindsey Whalen, 32 past 2. Couple legal matters. When we come back, Jason's back. He'll take you home, starting a little past 3 here on CCO. I don't know. We talk about this as much as anybody, and it's just horrendous what is going on with young kids in the metro area, in particular Minneapolis. Talked about it a lot last week throughout the show, throughout multiple shows, about the 10-year-old kid. We talked about it when the 11, 12-year-olds were stealing the car and got shot. And now you wake up, Dave, and you get the news that half dozen children arrested after chasing a crash. All 14 or younger. 11, 12, 13. 14, 14, 12. The 12-year-old, multiple prior contacts. Right? It just doesn't stop. Last week, O'Hara's using the term unfathomable. Then you have the comments last week from Moriarty, where she emphasizes, listen, unless they have the legal, they have the mental understanding, the wherewithal to understand their crimes, they can't be charged. Age and those suffering mental health challenges. Mental health might be a part of it, these kids may not be, might just be evil. We can have the parenting conversation. We've had it all many times before. But what do we have as the option as soon as possible? Because news team using Kevin Burke as a soundbite, Kevin Burke is a fixture on this show. We have to have something, Dave Harrigan. Have to. Where these kids who are habitual in this aren't just let go because of their age. And O'Hara, last week we talked about it. Well, the new state law kicking in next year, 13 and younger, you automatically have to let them go. You can't keep them and determine what charges, explore anything else. Boom, they have to be let go. And, I mean, the chase details, we've seen it all before. This is an enormous issue with our society right now, and it's a small part of our society. But the impact, they're punching well above their weight in criminality because they're putting people's lives at risk like that 10-year-old did, like these six kids did. And you can't send kids 11 years old to Stillwater. But for those who keep doing this over and over again, and there are times when the parents are awful, and if you want to look at charging parents, if it applies in that case, both of us said, well, listen. But like the 10-year-old case, Ron O'Hara said this parent is doing, or the I think it was parents, if I remember right? I think they.
I believe so.
Saying, Brian O'Hare believes they're good parents and they're doing as much as they can. And it's easy sometimes to say, well, if it was my kid, it wouldn't happen. You don't know that. And some parents are derelict in their responsibility. No doubt about it. But this cannot continue to happen without an option where to send these kids. And every kid deserves his or her right to have some sort of representation. I'm not saying every 11-year-old is treated the same as a 45-year-old. But if these individuals are in and out, in and out, in and out, and we're just letting them go, then our system is broken in this area, right?
Yes. And clearly things have changed in the city. We've heard it from O'Hara. We've heard it from Fry. Just the amount of youth, of shockingly young youth, that are doing these types of crimes. And maybe 10, 20 years ago, a law where you said, you know, anyone under 13, they get out right away. Maybe that would have been okay. But it certainly feels like we've turned a corner. And if you ask Brian O'Hara, we definitely have turned a corner.
So you want to react to that? You can, because I want to get to two matters here, both legal. 651-461-9226. How about Garth Brooks? Garth Brooks, we had this case rumored out there for a little bit. Of somebody out of Tennessee, of celebrity nature, involved in accusations of assault, harassment, and rape. And then finally, in court documents, Garth Brooks himself is named. Woman listed as Jane Roe. And Garth Brooks, who is adamantly denied this, says he is a victim of a shakedown, is saying in court papers that this has been going on for months with threats of going public unless you pay me millions of dollars. Garth Brooks today named her in a court filing. And more often than not, Jane Doe, Jane Roe, whatever it might be, is not named. Media. Goes very far in a lot of aspects of charges and ages before they name someone, in particular in sexual assault cases. Garth Brooks' attorneys, with some level of involvement from Garth Brooks, if your attorney does it, you're signing off in some way, names the female. The response, he wants to be compensated. He's saying she was shaking him down. She's saying she wants him to face the law for the awful acts she is contending he committed. He's naming her compensatory damages, accuses the individual intentional infliction of emotional distress, defamation, and false light invasion of privacy, basically saying my life will never be the same because of that. Then the comeback from the woman's side is Garth Brooks just revealed his true self out of spite and to punish. He publicly named a rape victim. With no legal justification, Brooks outed her because he thinks the laws don't apply to him. On behalf of our client, we will be moving for maximum sanctions against him immediately. More often than, how do I want to say this? I think more often than not, when a woman is claiming assault, she proves out to be correct. Do I have the data right here in front of me? I don't. However, there are cases when it is a shakedown. When it is, you have wealth, you have power, you have name, and I'm going after you, and guess what? You didn't give me the money, so I'm going to say all these things. I have no idea what happened in this case. I am not saying she's right or he's right because I don't know. Is he, in your opinion, Dave Harrigan, automatically wrong in naming her as he goes after her for damages that have been inflicted upon him? Because let's be honest, the last 5-6 days, if you're paying attention to legal pop culture news or just legal news, and who cares is pop culture, Garth Brooks and these allegations have been out there. And when you're someone of his stature, I mean, he just was, I think it wasn't a week ago, yesterday?
Last week, yep.
On Jimmy Carter's birthday, with all the Habitat for Humanity, he was here. Images and how people perceive them can be a part of how much money they make. And sometimes they turn out to be total frauds and rapists and con men. Other times, somebody is shaking them down. Is he automatically wrong for naming her?
Automatically, no. But he better be right. He better be telling the truth.
She better be telling the truth also, right?
Yes. And that's why
because
he would
public,
name her.
The public figure does accept that part of the story.
Yes.
They get plenty of benefits from being a public figure, including financially and access to lawyers that maybe somebody else doesn't. But for a lot of people, even if it's proved erroneous, false charges, that stays with them for a long time.
Yes.
Forever for some.
For him to name her, he better be 100% clean. And I mean, if he even harassed her a couple times, you know, far from rape, far from assault, but there was a, you know, a case of sexual harassment, which she, you know, took offense to, obviously. then you're in big trouble, Garth. Then you don't name somebody, even if it's something smaller than what she's alleging.
Well, and you have to prove it, what you're saying also,
mm-hmm.
because he may feel like that. People around him may feel that. But it's one thing then to prove it in court. So let's pause here. Give you a chance to chime in. Jason will join us too. Other thoughts on just the continued story. And it's not, we're not dealing with thousands and thousands in Minneapolis. We're dealing with a smaller group who keeps doing this over and over and over again. What are we doing? How do we not have a better system? And when someone who is a public figure is named, and it's an anonymous person who normally courts and the public don't name, is he automatically out of line for naming her the way he did? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Here he is, Mr. Lisbon. He's back. He flew back, and man, his arms are tired.
Woo!
That's the comedy I'm bringing here. Glad to have you back.
Bom dia.
Si.
Obrigado.
You will have all sorts of Lisbon, anyway. Yes. Portugal details. Okay. Let's start with the Garth Brooks one. Because it's a complicated one.
It is complicated.
Okay. You know the case. I'll just lay it out again quickly. People are tuning in. Garth Brooks was named by a makeup artist who was around him and Trisha. Sexual assault, harassment, and rape. She was not named in the filing. His initial filing didn't name her. Second one, he named her. He said this has been a shakedown, looking for millions of dollars, how it's affected him, and he wants compensatory damage. The story seems to be today, whoa, instead of just calling her Jane Doe,
right,
or Jane Roe, he named her. What do we think about that?
I don't know. I think if you file a lawsuit and go after anyone, not just a famous person like Garth Brooks, part of the deal is that your complaints get to be heard in the public. And I think
that our courts are public.
That's what it is. And so, you know, I don't think just because he named her doesn't mean the media has to name her. I think that's a different.
I haven't seen it yet from the media.
Right.
Have you?
No.
Yeah. I'm inclined.
But I don't. It's the courts. I think it's fine.
They named him. We all agree on this. It's a simple one, but we don't want it to have a chilling effect on women to step forward.
For sure.
But if you are in the position and you are falsely charged, if it is false charges and we have no idea, and you just have to take that, then later you're exonerated, but maybe it takes 6 months, a year,
the stain
2 years.
Is always there.
It's there forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think our interest in this or empathy in this is with someone who is victimized, right?
Oh, if it's the accusation are true, it's not even close.
So being victimized, way worse than being falsely accused. That said, like being falsely accused is awful. And you're kidding yourself if you don't think that celebrities and athletes and people of means don't get falsely accused in shakedowns. That said, sometimes it turns out it's P. Diddy.
As disgusting as it gets.
Right. Where you're like, oh, my gosh, the talk about him didn't even scratch the surface of how awful he was. If this turns out to be true.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's hard to know what to do with.
Yeah. When are we getting out? 35?
50.
50. How about, here we go again, six more kids, 11 to 14. Car chases, charges, habitual. What a failed system we have right now.
The system's failed. The parenting has failed.
Although in some cases, like the case when you were out of town on the 10-year-old, I'm sure you paid attention. In that case, Brown O'Hara said these parents are doing a good job.
We're doing their best.
Yeah.
It's still a failure.
You
can do your best as a parent and still fail, and that's what's happening.
Yep. Jason's back. He's going to take you home. 3 to 6, he's giving out $10 million per hour. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.